What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. Getting into the week here. My first day back after a weekend of medical misadventures and so forth and so on. And not much to say about it except, it's taking me a while to get used to the new teeth. But the dentist is saying in 2 weeks I'll sound like my old obnoxious self. So we'll just have to work with that a little bit. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, we're going to do news for half an hour. Then we're going to open up the phone lines for polite, civil phone calls, I hope. Then we'll do more news for another half hour. Then we'll open up the phone lines again. So let's get right on into it. And, over in Washington, D.C., apparently Biden's accuser, Tara Reid, is back, and she's not going to let him get away, you know, with all these sexual harassment allegations being used as political weapons, like against Cuomo. They're going to bring this back and recycle it. And in Biden's case, it's hoisting with your own petard here. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog, and we're seeing more and more of these stories as well. During this week's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida suggested that President Biden, that his cognitive functions are worsening. The White House staff has no faith in him, and he has been absent from the forefront on foreign policy. So, they stole the election to give him the job, and he's not even doing the job. And from recent videos, it is apparent that whatever he's dealing with is accelerating. And the condition, down in Houston, he was clearly befuddled and, clearly not functioning. And Gaetz is out there suggesting that the transition from Biden to Harris is already underway, because Kamala Harris has already had meetings with international leaders, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and French President Emmanuel Macron. So it looks like things are going to be changing in the White House very, very soon. And Kamala Harris may wind up as the first woman U.S. president, and Hillary Clinton will never speak to her ever again. So yesterday, there was a White House event where Biden came on out. They were talking about achievements of women in the military because of Women's History Month. And Biden seemed to forget what they called the Pentagon. And he forgot the name of the Pentagon chief, even though he had spoken at the podium only a few minutes before. He called the Pentagon chief the guy who runs that outfit over there. And Biden was announcing the nomination of two female generals to lead U.S. military combatant commands. So even though he appeared to be reading from a teleprompter, he wasn't really doing the job all that well. Kayleigh McEnany, who's now over on Fox News, is out there saying she knows the real reason Biden will not hold a press conference. Biden has already set a record as to going the longest without a press conference since he came in, in the last 100 years, and it's just getting longer all the time. Jen Psaki claimed that he was going to do one this month, but he was delayed by the pandemic. McEnany believes he's not doing it because his staff is afraid to put him out there, worried about what might happen. And they're trying to protect Biden and the presidency itself from all the inevitable problems that are going to happen from his verbal gaffes and stumblings. Now, Joe Scarborough is on the warpath against Lindsey Graham. Apparently, Lindsey Graham was out there saying that the Republican Party needs to harness the magic of Donald Trump, and that did not sit well with Joe Scarborough. And on yesterday's episode of Morning Joe, he basically fired back, saying that Scarborough claimed that Trump's rhetoric is more like fascism and sedition. Graham praised Trump in his interview, saying Mitt Romney didn't do it, John McCain didn't do it. There's something about Trump. There's a dark side, and there is some magic there. What I'm trying to do is just harness the magic. And he added the best way for the Republican Party to move forward is with Trump and not without him. And we may see the GOP split in two because of what is happening. There has been a bit of an argument going on between Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee. Late last week, Donald Trump sent letters to the leadership of the Republican National Committee, basically demanding they stop using his name for GOP fundraising, and instead they should direct donors to Trump's own Political Action Committee. Now, the Republican National Committee claims they have a right to use Donald Trump's name in their fundraising appeals. They don't want him as president or even in the party leadership. But by golly, if he can get the donors to send in that money, they're all for that. Okay. Trump is pledging that come 2022, he will campaign against Lisa Murkowski. He spoke out on Saturday to vow that he will campaign against Murkowski when she's up for re-election in 2022. And Trump basically issued this statement, was obtained by Politico. And Trump said she represents your state badly and your country even worse. I do not know where other people will be next year, but I know where I will be in Alaska campaigning against a disloyal and very bad senator. So payback is definitely coming for the turncoats in the Republican Party. Lindsey Graham compared Donald Trump to Jesse Helms, Ronald Reagan, and P.T. Barnum, and said that Trump could destroy the Republican Party. And this was in a new interview, comparing him to P.T. Barnum and saying, yeah, he could destroy the Republican Party. Actually, to be very honest, I think the Republican Party has done a good job of destroying itself by their behavior during the last 4 years when Trump was under attack from the Democrats and the corporate media and the money junkies and the ultra leftists. And the Republicans did not stand with him in either one of the impeachments. I think the public is looking at the Republican Party as a bunch of totally self-serving opportunists who have no loyalty to their party, let alone to the country. And I think that is definitely going to hurt them going into future elections, even if we get honest elections again, which does not look to be in the cards due to that House Resolution 1, which basically locked into law all of the dirty tricks the Democrats used last November to steal the White House for his fraudulency, Joe Biden. Now, the Manhattan District Attorney has subpoenaed the lender for Trump's Chicago skyscraper in a sign that the probe against Trump is expanding. Trump has returned to New York City to basically look under the hood of his businesses amid all these accusations of fraud. And so he wants to take a look at the books and see what's really been going on. Long overdue, but, you know, he's been kind of busy for the last 4 years. And anyway, it would have been illegal for Trump to get involved in his own personal businesses while he was sitting in the Oval Office. Story coming on out of legalinsurrection.com. House Democrats are offering a bill titled the Civics Learning Act of 2021 to fund the likewise misnamed enterprise of Action Civics. What they're really talking about is $30 million a year to fund student protests, obviously for leftist political goals, on school time and now on the taxpayers' dime. story coming on out of law enforcement today. There are 20 state attorneys general declaring that H.R. 1 is the greatest threat to American freedom and liberty in history. What it is a threat to is election honesty and integrity. Now, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the Constitution reads, "Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors." Read that again. "Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct." Not governors, not judges, certainly not Congress, the legislatures of each state, period. So, getting on back to H.R. 1, the author is saying it should be called the Codifying All the Election Fraud of 2020 Act of 2021, or the Forgetting Democrats Elected in Perpetuity Act of 2021, because it is anything but for we the people. They're basically institutionalizing election fraud, massive election fraud, like we saw last November. All right, last time I was on the air, last Thursday, I was talking about the situation over in Arizona where the Maricopa voting officials had finally been ordered by a court to turn over the actual ballots to the Senate, which is conducting an investigation on whether there was fraud in that election. And then all of a sudden, a whole bunch of shredded ballots were turned up in a dumpster. And the story is taking a dark side because it turns out the ballots were discovered by this retired Purple Heart veteran who spotted the ballots, in fact, these illegally shredded ballots, and gathered them up and reported them in. So right now, the Arizona Attorney General's office is saying they're interested in contacting him, but only to take custody of the shredded ballots. it's when the ballots that are under a court order get shredded, that really is like a flashing neon sign saying guilty, guilty, guilty. All right, another story. This one is from National File, and it's down in Georgia, where Georgia has failed to produce chain of custody for 404,000 absentee ballots months after the contested election. When there are absentee ballots, there has to be a chain of custody to maintain their authenticity and accuracy. And local voting officials in Georgia have failed to produce that chain of custody document for over 404,000 absentee votes put in those drop boxes. This is in the Georgia Star News. Now, remember when those drop boxes showed up, and everybody was saying, wait a minute, where did these come from? Because, these are not, official from the, from the voting officials. They just showed up here. Well, it turns out that the drop boxes were stimulated in part by donations to Georgia counties from the Center for Tech and Civic Life. This is a 501c3 funded by Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan. Zuckerberg donated nearly $350 million to the Center for Tech and Civic Life for their 2020 election efforts, with more than $25 million going to the counties of Fulton, Gwinnett, Cobb, and DeKalb, according to the report. So Zuckerberg is in this one up to his neck. All right. Up in New York, New York lawmakers have drafted and are introducing a resolution to begin impeachment proceedings against Cuomo amid multiple sexual misconduct allegations and the COVID nursing home scandal. Now, they're dangling the little tawdry sex scandal in front of you to keep your attention away from how badly the COVID pandemic was being handled, not just in New York, not just with the nursing homes, but all across the country. They don't want you thinking about that at all. So, we're going to have sexual misconduct. That's the distraction. We're being conditized again. Okay. Over in Minneapolis, they're starting to get a little bit tense over the start of the trial in Derek Chauvin, who's charged in the killing of George Floyd. And they've started jury selection, but it has been halted temporarily because prosecutors seek to add third-degree murder charges in the killing of George Floyd over concerns that he might walk free after just 4 years if only convicted of manslaughter. And so that third-degree murder charge has thrown a wrench into the jury selection. Meanwhile, the Minneapolis authorities have launched Operation Safety Net because they're concerned that there will be civil unrest almost regardless of how the trial turns out. And yes, this is tailor-made for another staged false flag, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, you know, turn and burn, you know, kind of a riot out there on the streets. A little different take here over in Kentucky, which is just over that away. A judge signed an order permanently closing the criminal case against Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who shot a police officer during the deadly raid that killed Breonna Taylor. And so the charges have been completely dismissed. I think they want this one to go away because of how it looks like it was severely botched by the police. Up in Washington, D.C., remember the QAnon shaman? This is the guy who's been seen at a lot of events, but he was also seen at the Capitol protest on January 6th. You know, huge set of horns on his head, furs, and, you know, a lot of face makeup. A very colorful figure, and of course, the news media, the corporate media really loved him. He's basically in jail, supposedly for rioting in the Capitol, and he's petitioned the court to be released until his trial, and the judge has denied that request. So he's going to stay in jail until his day in court. And that happened just yesterday. Over in Portland, which has really had a rough, rough time this last year, murders are up 1,600% in Portland year to date. That's basically 16 times higher than it was this time last year. And, you know, we've had all last year, all of this unrest and violence was out there in Portland, which is considered a liberal city. Protesters were taking to the streets nightly to demand racial justice. At the same time, one of the whitest major cities in America was experiencing its deadliest year in more than a quarter century, a trend which, by the way, is seen nationwide with shootings that overwhelmingly affected the Black community. Okay, now as the violence surges in Portland, some are beginning to question the plan of axing a police unit. And, you know, this part of this whole defund the police at this particular point with Antifa and Black Lives Matter running rampant across our country, I think we need to take some of that money that's being spent on bombs for foreign wars and put them into our police force. And yes, a little better training on how to peacefully handle a situation would be appropriate. But I think we need more police out there on the street, not less, not at this point. Okay, let's get into COVID-19. It's still out there. The corporate media is out there hailing the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's one shot. It's wonderful. It's got fewer side effects than the mRNA vaccines, we think. And they're basically ignoring, probably deliberately, the fact that Johnson & Johnson has a very checkered past. They've had a lot of problems in the past, but the FDA has granted emergency use authorization for Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine for all Americans 18 and older. Now, oh, there's the music. Time to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs you to continue your support so that we can go on keeping the American people fully informed in the best tradition of Thomas Jefferson. So once again, that postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And don't forget, if you mail in a donation for $100 or more, include your T-shirt size and a return address, and you'll get one of those nifty official Republic Broadcasting Network T-shirts and bragging rights to go with it. And don't forget, the Frontside Firearms promotion is still going on, and that is a great deal for you patriots out there who support the Second Amendment. All right, getting on back to COVID-19, and we're talking about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And they've been given an emergency use authorization for Americans 18 and older. And, you know, we need to look at the background of Johnson & Johnson. Over the years, they have paid billions of dollars in criminal settlements, and they've never produced a vaccine before. And so they're out there just asking us to trust them, you know, for this new experimental COVID vaccine. Now, it's not an mRNA vaccine. It's a DNA-based vaccine, but it's still experimental. And so it's another reason to kind of wonder what's going on. And as I said before, the FDA's emergency use authorization is for people 18 and over. And so now all of a sudden we're hearing that Johnson & Johnson is going to begin testing their COVID vaccine on. They're going after the children. Money, 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 money. Over in Great Britain, the government just issued a report. The experimental mRNA injections have caused 1,716 cases of eye disorders and have left 22 people blind. And the government of the United Kingdom has been collecting this safety data on the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines, and the latest report doesn't paint a pretty picture at all. And the first dose of the experimental Pfizer vaccine has been introduced into the arms of 5.4 million citizens, with 500,000 of those people already receiving their second dose. Up until January 24th, there have been nearly 50,000 reports of vaccine injury for this specific vaccine, including the sudden death of seven citizens. So it's out there. CDC is out there pointing the finger now at obesity, saying that more than 73% of Americans who died of COVID-19 were overweight or obese, according to CDC data. Now, we know we have an obesity crisis here in the United States of America, and TV is always trying to sell you diet aids or exercise machines and especially those ones that go in your home during the pandemic when you can't go to the gym. But there is another reason why Americans are obese, and it has to do with the manufactured food that we eat, which is loaded up with chemicals that make you eat more, all in the name of more profitability. And it's things like monosodium glutamate, which is marketed as a flavor enhancer, but it messes up the brain signal that says, I've had enough to eat. Same thing with aspartame. And then you have these growth hormones that are being injected into cattle and poultry, and people who ingest people who ingest the meat and dairy products from these treated animals, any unmetabolized hormones get into your body, and your body reacts to that growth hormone the same way. So that's a big part of what's going on, and it's why we're seeing more of this obesity problem here in the United States, where more of these chemicals are being used than we see in other countries. All right. Up in Canada, the lockdown czar, who's actually a woman, Eileen Davila, she's kept the city of nearly 3 million people in one of the strictest government lockdowns of North America. Turns out she's married to a doctor with financial ties to two of the leading COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers. The medical officer of the health of the city of Toronto, where many businesses have been shut since October 9th, and citizens have been confined by a stay-at-home order since January 13th, is married to a Toronto cardiologist who listed COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers Pfizer and AstraZeneca as among his financial interests. So it's all about the Benjamins. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to start with Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
It kind of sounded like you... I don't know if whether the callers were calling in when you were away, but it kind of sounded like there were some problems. you want civil calls only, or what's going on?
Well, no, I mean, it's been kind of building for a month, and I'm getting a lot of emails where people, they want to hear the callers' ideas and suggestions and points of view, but they really are very tired of the callers attacking each other. Which is why we have this little bell was sent in to us by one of the listeners that I ring anytime one caller starts to negatively comment on another caller.
Yeah. Well, you know, with people having cell phones, and I've talked about this before, and I just want to talk about it for a second here.
Okay.
It gives a lot of anonymity, and, you know, like calling in like this and all of that. So you get to the point where you don't even really converse with people on a face-to-face level, and you know as well as I do that it's easy for, you know, people to be a coward and attack other people, and anonymously. But anyway, yes. I wanted to talk about COVID. I sent you an email with a couple of
I was
websites.
Looking at it, the dreaded third wave.
They're announcing
wave.
It, Mike.
Yep.
Like, come on. So where I live, we were locked down for 2 weeks, I don't know, in March, April, whatever it was, to flatten the curve.
Yes.
Right? And a couple of weeks, like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we just got out of a month-long one to do the same. Well, this time it wasn't to flatten the curve, but it was because our healthcare system is being overburdened, which was an absolute lie.
True.
So what's the next one going to be, 2 months? And then four? At what point, Mike, do you think people are just going to say, you know what, I've had it, and they're going to start storming City Hall and places like that?
Well, I don't know that they're going to storm City Hall, but from what I'm seeing around here, people just aren't going along anymore. They're not wearing the face masks. They're completely ignoring the six-foot separation rules. And, you know, the attitude is just, you know, enough is enough. And, you know, that's it. They're tired. They're burned out on it. And just saying it's going to be a third wave is not going to be booga booga enough to get us all cowering in fear and, you know, begging Big Daddy government to come save us from the horrible virus.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're up around where I live. I've seen more and more people walking down the street. Like today was beautiful. They're walking down the street with a mask on. They're driving around with a mask on. And Mike, I have to say this, but, and I hope I don't get attacked for it, but I'm walking down the street today. I don't have a mask on, right? And
yes.
I tend to follow the rules of the road, right? So, you know, I'm on the right-hand side. Well, this other person's coming towards me with a mask on.
Yes.
And that person literally detoured right onto the road and walked around me. I stopped and I turned around and said, seriously? You're that terrified?
Yep.
I was aghast. I could not believe it. You know, I think I've seen it all now.
Yeah.
Mind control.
Yeah, anyway, it really is.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, that's all I got to say. I hope to hear from some other callers. Thanks a lot, Mike. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we've already got a few more calls on the lines, but we have open lines, so feel free to call in. We're going to go to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Welcome back. Great to have you
Thank
back.
Thank you.
Also, I want to put a call out to shout out to our friend Tom in Florida. He's been absent, so Tom, please call in, and Joe from Tennessee. I'm starting to worry that you two guys have joined Marco in Guantanamo.
Well, I don't know what happened. I mean, you know, people come and people go, and, you know, some we miss, like John in Barbados. Others, you know, we say, you know, good riddance. And, you know, I think my call for civility has kind of turned off a lot of people who just like to get on the phone and vent because they figure it's not going to come back to impact them personally.
Or perhaps Tom has finally pursued that landscaping gig. So whatever the case, we'll hope to have him back.
This is definitely the start of the busy season for that.
Yeah. You know, alluding to Al's call, you know, this crime against humanity is not going to end until the people rise up in sufficient numbers. I mean, I know you've mentioned many times that people in Indiana, they're not wearing masks. But this is, I mean, we're all China now, basically. You know, it brings me back to that motto after 9/11. We're all Americans, or when there was a terrorist attack in France. We're all French. We're all China now.
Yes.
China was the first. They set the precedent with these lockdowns, and these criminals in the West followed. But I thought it was interesting. I heard over the weekend there was a CDC ad with this gentleman with a, you know, an obvious Texas accent, urging people to continue to wear their masks and social distance.
Yes.
So, you know, that's how they're approaching the decision by Abbott. But also, Mike, I want to ask you two questions, and I'll take it off the air. But before,
okay.
I wanted to say this. You know, there's a quote-unquote virulent flu out there, and the world needs to stop eating meat?
I hadn't seen that one.
Well, I mean, that's what Bill Gates is pushing. Like, I don't see the connection.
Oh, okay.
there is a virulent flu, and then we need to start eating lab meat. I don't get it. But last two questions. What do you think would best serve the establishment, a conviction or acquittal of Chauvin in Minnesota? And then my second question, and I'll take them both off air. Can you explain, you know, for a layman, what hypothecation is as it pertains to gold? Thank you.
All right. Well, with regard to the first one, I think that from the elite point of view, it almost doesn't matter whether Chauvin gets convicted or not. I think they're getting ready to have another one of these, mass uprisings led by Antifa and Black Lives Matter to justify more draconian controls over public gatherings and just people going where they want to go. I mean, the whole push of this seems to be to keep us in our homes and keep us isolated. You're not allowed out of your home without your vaccine passport kind of mentality. And so I don't think it really works either way. Obviously, if Chauvin is convicted, there's really less of an obvious motive for civil unrest, but I think it's going to happen anyway. As far as hypothecation is concerned, it's sort of a very fancy word to obfuscate that one is taking an asset that is entrusted to one's care and is actually using it elsewhere for other purposes. A good example would be that when you go to these gold depositories and you have them store your gold bullion and you think it's just sitting there, but in reality, the gold vaulting company has literally rented or leased the gold out the back door to somebody else who needs to be maintaining a certain level of metal for whatever their business requirements are. And again, this is an issue we covered in that History Channel America's Book of Secrets, where they're basically moving what physical gold is actually there is being moved around, like, you know, the pee underneath the cups being used and put on display to reassure investors that their money and their gold is still there. But they can only do that for so long because demand for actual possession of the physical is starting to climb, both in gold and silver. And that is going to lead. I mean, they've been talking about a run on the COMEX now, getting closer and closer. And it may happen, before summer, just based on the silver. All righty. Well, we're going to go over here to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. A couple of things. One is you mentioned about this voting act that they're trying to pass. I don't think going to go through the Senate. I think they're going to filibuster it, and I don't think the Republicans here, as bad as they are, I don't think they're going to let something like this pass. And if it does, it'll probably be declared unconstitutional. If it's not, that could be the contributing factor to the split up of the United States. That's how serious that is.
It's very, very serious. I mean, in the Senate, it may come down to a party line vote, at which point Kamala Harris will cast the deciding vote for the Democrats' favor. And
no,
so I think
filibuster could stop it. They need like 10 Republicans pretty much to stop the filibuster, I believe.
So yes, they do.
It's not, unless they decide they want to do away with the filibuster also, which again, sooner or later, it's going to lead to the breakup of the United States. I think it's going to secession because the good states in this country are just not going to tolerate this much longer. As far as these drugs go, that's what these vaccines really are. There's such greed involved here with these big pharmaceutical companies. To me, This is an example of why capitalism in its form right now has to be changed. It has to be curbed. You cannot have this kind of unrestricted, predatory type of capitalism because it ruins a country. I'm not saying we should have socialism.
I agree.
We certainly need do something about this kind of capitalism. It's I'll be honest with you, rather than let this kind of capitalism continue, which is so predatory, it hurts countries so badly, I'd rather have a nationalist socialist. And I'm not talking about, by the way, I'm not talking about that nationalist socialism. I'm talking about socialism where you put America first and we look out for ourselves. Not total socialism, but, you know, you wouldn't allow these predators to do what they want, and you try to keep the businesses to small businesses, not these big corporate conglomerates, who, by the way, you look at Texas now, some of these big corporations, they don't care. They said they're going to continue with their mask mandates in these stores and stuff like that, these big corporations. So they've got much too much power. The billionaires got too much power. Some of that wealth has to be taken away from these people. You could do it by taxes, by a nice, juicy wealth tax, and that would, this way they wouldn't have the money to go and bully their way around the country and really basically own everything, including our leaders. That's the problem. These billionaires own them. They're like puppets on a string. That's why one of the problems. But that's the thing, Mike. That stuff. It's got to be stopped, you know, or we're going to destroy it. Any chance we have of keeping this country together and keeping it, bringing back our greatness again, will go down the tubes if we don't do something about these things. Yeah. You know, that's about all I got to say. I hope you feel better too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, basically, the dentist appointment obviously was painful, and they've given me a lot of pain medication to deal with that, and I'm seeing colored trails behind things right now. As far as the other doctor visits, was basically they ran a lot of tests on me to see if I really am getting better or not, and I'm still waiting for the lab results to come in on that. So we'll see what's happening.
One more thing, you can answer this offline. When I go back, what you said about the codex with silver, if that happens, silver would become more valuable if you have physical silver. I really want to go buy physical silver. So it would make it more valuable then, right?
If there was a default, all the paper contracts are going to evaporate. And, the actual physical hold in your hand metal, its value would really, really take off.
Okay. All right. That's all I want to know. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. The phone lines are empty right now. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go back to the news. And we're still talking about COVID-19. And there's a new bill that is under consideration in Great Britain. And it is basically, sold under the idea of preventing COVID from crossing international borders. The British government is looking to impose a declaration to travel. In other words, you will have to have a government-approved exit permit for outbound travel from Great Britain. And, you'd think your vaccine card would be good enough, but no, this definitely is not. The same thing, and it's just this whole COVID thing has just been an unprecedented power grab over ordinary people by authoritarian governments. Okay, we're going to go back to the phone. Stuart in Maine. Hello, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, Mark has raised this issue about capitalism and limiting income a few times, and of course he gets attacked for being a socialist. Pardon me if I sound like his lawyer, but he raises again an issue that people don't want to deal with, just like with Trump. The thing is that people are locked into this idea that if you don't want capitalism, then you must be a socialist. So as if socialism and communism are the only choice. What we need is a strong nationalist state, okay, that would control the oligarchs and prevent the outsourcing of the economy, offshoring the economy, and all the pollution and all the you know, big pharma, big ag, and all this kind of thing, and would
subordinate
them, okay, would subordinate them to the interest of what strengthened in the country.
Well, it certainly started out that way, but, you know, after a while, when the money junkies had enough money, they were able to basically undermine the honesty of the elections and craft a government that serves them rather than we the people.
Well, you see, this is the point that people don't want to recognize. People constantly say, well, let's, you know, they want to return to the 19th century, okay? They want small government.
All right, Stuart, I got to put you on hold. I have to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Stuart in Maine, and one of the big lies that we are sold as a society is that under capitalism, anyone can be rich, and that is simply not true, because if we were all multimillionaires, who would take out the trash? And the reality is that the vast majority of the population must be kept poor so that they will take on the very distasteful jobs that society requires, like paving the roads and cleaning out the sewers and burying the dead and various other things that people probably wouldn't, you know, get a thrill out of doing. And, you know, capitalism has become actually it's really more like fascism today than true capitalism. And capitalism can work, but only if you have a government that is fulfilling its role as an arbiter between the needs of the general public and the greed of the money junkies.
The problem is that the small government we started with, it leads to the domination of the money power, okay? Because
yes.
Money is a power, okay? And the
yes.
only way to counter it, the only way to counter it is with a strong state, not small government. Okay, that's 19th century. That was fine in the 19th century, but that's the only way to control it. Now, a nationalist state would take a look at the economy, see where it was weak, and encourage people to go into those areas of production. And if there wasn't enough profit in it, they would give economic incentives to encourage people to go in that direction. If you had people who wanted to offshore, take their production offshore, they could say, well, I'll tell you what, that's going to hurt our economy. You can't do it. We'll buy you out at market rates and then let the government auction it off to private interests. Something like that could be done. But you see, when we
well,
just have
it,
capitalism...
But, you know, our government went the other way. I mean, George Bush, I can't remember if it was the senior or the junior, but one of the Bushes actually altered the tax code in a way to incentivize offshoring of American jobs under this idea
right.
that, you know, we were the money power and we were the brains and we didn't need to get our hands dirty doing the manufacturing. And so, you know, places like Taiwan and China and Japan pulled ahead of us. And they're not going to give that leadership and manufacturing back to us. They're not going to make the same dumb mistake our government made. You know, we've got a long way to go to try and fix this economy. And one of the big areas we need to get under control is CEO pay, because it is so out of line with what is best for the companies and the workers. And, we need to get some of that money at the top recycled back down to the bottom. And if that recycling mechanism is broken, you know.
Right. Yeah, okay. I mean, but the thing is how do you get the power? You're not going to get it through the voting system the way we have it now, because these people are bought and paid for. Okay?
Yes, they are.
And now it's even as bad as it is in the courts. Okay? So,
all right, Stuart, I'm going to have I got to put you on hold. Stuart, I got to put you on hold.
Okay.
I'm going to come back to you after station identification. Then we have one more call after Stuart. Then we're going to get back to some news. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.